You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I'm one of your awesome co-hosts, known to be short, have golden locks, and lots of passion. That's right, my name's Paul.
Am I supposed to follow that? Yes. Without any warning at all?
Yes.
My name's Rob, and this is episode 716.
Known for his bald hair, great smile, and killer eyes.
Thank you.
I was not hitting on you.
Just made all that crap up. Anywho, we are glad that you're with us today. A lot of energy in the room, which I love seeing.
With a red face, he's excited to thank you for listening.
Oh my goodness.
Well, just had a lot of fun here today.
I don't like President Trump with his hand up like that.
Oh no, oh no. All right, I'm getting off Twitter.
Thank you for getting off the Twitter.
Anyway,
appreciate that.
Yes, definitely thank you for listening in. Thank you for giving us those reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to shows. If you have a question, make sure to go to askdroneyou.com. And today's question, I'm not really sure what we're talking about just yet, but it will be a good one. But before we go there, I just want to say a special thank you to our Drone You community. It is getting close to a lot of people. And also just want to say a special thank you to the Drone You Elite for helping everyone really get their questions answered in there. You know, a lot of people love being able to get questions on the spot. It's like having a, you know, customer service at your beck and call for, you know, $47 a month and 27 courses to turn your passion into profit or just enhance your skill, whatever you'd like to do. Also, a special thank you to our friends at Energen, who we will be seeing at CES. Just go to myenergen.com/shop. We're really excited because I'm actually going to be in one of their new commercials.
Really?
So, yep, I'm really excited about that because I actually use the thing and I love it. And you will too. And if you want to get one, if you want to get one of these portable battery chargers like what I have, just use discount code DRONEUA40 when you shop at myenergen.com/shop. All right, Rob, let's hear this question. I'm ready for it. I'm anxious. Let's do it.
Hi guys, James here. Great job you guys do. Got a question. I'm trying to figure out a good charge as far as what to charge for aerial footage of horse racing. The idea would be two pilots, two drones, one vantage point as a chase view, one side rotating to follow the horses. Any ideas on a good idea for pricing would be great. And I'm looking at pricing per race. Thank you.
I love this question just because it's unique. This is, I think we can say we have not gotten a question about horse racing yet. And pricing out how to do it, probably not that different from pricing out something, some other sort of action sport. I think this could probably fall into the action sport category.
You know, I think it probably could, but let's get ready, all right? Let's get ready for a horse race. That's what I was going for.
Send me that link. Love it.
Start your horses. Just kidding. Feed
right, so
them.
So who would do a thumbs down for that, by the way? I'm always fascinated by the thumbs down thing on
people
on YouTube.
Who have eat too much time, not enough happiness. I don't know. They just don't understand.
Find a little joy.
How to enjoy life. But anyway, I think he's got a good question. He's got to break this down. What's his deliverables? Is he producing videos? Is he just getting media for people? Is he doing a live stream for the news? Or is he going to have to do multiple things at one time? What type of shots are they looking to get? What are they going to be flying with an audience? Because if so, they're going to be very limited on where they can fly because they can't fly over people. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, you know, troublesome. I will say, though, that if they're doing a horse race and they're on the far side of the track where there are not a lot of people, they have a much better opportunity to get low and close and get a nice shot. I would love to do a horse race because I would literally be like 20 feet off the horses.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I can't help but wonder how it would impact the horses and if it would bother them. I mean, it's not something that they're used to. And I would think You'd want to do some testing of that.
You could also get some really killer shots that no one's got before and see record times of horse racing.
No, absolutely.
If they were scared to death.
That's true. Yeah. So it wouldn't be wind aided. It would be drone aided.
It's
a whole other category of time. Yeah, and something like this, Paul, there's so many different ways you can go. You alluded to the deliverable and so also what kind of rights the company is going to get that you're using it or that you're doing it for.
Yeah, you know, again, are they going to have exclusive rights to the material? Are you going to edit it? I think that's really important because if you're out there and it's just two pilots, two drones, you know, I think low end, depending on the drone, you're looking at 1500 a pilot a day. You know, if you're doing a video for them, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you got to have also VOs are important. So you got to factor that in. So let's say that they've got to produce one video and then we'll do, so package one, 1500 a pilot per day, you're at $3,000, a VO for each one. Now you're at 600. So 3,600, you're doing a live stream. So you want at least one of those drones set up to live stream, which means you're probably going to have a little bit more equipment. If you're doing an Inspire, that means dual remotes. So you got to factor that cost in. Let's say it's going to be $500 for the live stream and you've got to do a video. So what are your costs going to be in editing? What type of video are you looking to do? Are you having to collect B-roll for that video to make it look like a nice completed produced video where you've got kind of that classic look like you're, you know, like it's on TV where you got shots of the crowd. You've got shots of the stadium when people are walking in. You've got shots of people smiling, people like putting on their big fancy hats, walking around like they're, you know, super important. I don't know. You're getting
maybe they are super important.
Well, if it's you, Rob, then they definitely are super important. But you know, if you've got to think about that, if you're looking to get all these other extra shots to really create a fully produced video, maybe you have to buy a sound clip. You know, you might need a sound clip for the start of the race.
Something like that with all those thumbs down, even.
Yes.
So he did ask about doing it per race. And so let's just say you land on, by the time you add all that stuff up and you need to make it profitable and so forth, obviously, you're at 2,000 a day per pilot. And let's say there's 10 races that day. I don't think we're talking about just taking that 4,000 and dividing it by 10 because you're going to kind of need to front load that pricing.
Again, it comes down to deliverables because if you're producing 10 videos out of that, you're talking a lot of editing dollars.
Well, and it might be that they want him to just do a couple of the 10 races. But the point is you're mentioning an amount per day. And again, you wouldn't just take that amount per day, divide it by the number of races, and that's your per race amount.
True.
Because all of the work, all the time, all the setup, all the equipment, again, you're going to front load that contract, if you will, and if it's only one race, it's probably not much less than the full 1500 per pilot per day.
True.
So that's just something to keep in mind since you asked about it per race. But yeah, I mean, depending on the deliverable, I would say a minimum of 500-700 a race per pilot.
Really,
and that's pretty low.
That is low. Again, are these races on one day or are they over time too? Because that's another thing. Because I could see you giving a volume discount, but if you're having to edit a lot of videos, you really got to be careful. Really, really, really got to be careful.
Yeah, and I would think you are because I don't know why else you'd be out there. It seems like some sort of promotional video that you'd be looking at.
Totally. So. But I mean, you want to make sure you don't sell exclusive rights because if you're going to do that, you're going to charge 10x. So let's say you're doing a live stream. You got four races that day, so four exported videos. What else? What are we looking at here? We're probably looking at anywhere from $8,500 to $10,000. I mean, if you're doing all that editing and media production, that's a lot of work. That is a lot of work.
Yeah, again, and it depends on what those four videos are for, how well they have to be done. I mean, obviously, you're going to do good work, so maybe that's a misnomer to say that, but lots to consider here, and as you can see, it makes it very difficult to give you a definitive answer without knowing a lot more information. So if you have specifics and you want to call with those, please do, and we'd be happy to dive in a little bit deeper.
Definitely. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget to sign up. It may be the last day. Is it the last day, or is it too late now?
I think it's too late.
Oh, well, I guess we'll announce the winner very shortly.
Yes, we will.
Anyway, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Droneo.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.